That's Parallel Line by country star Keith Urban. You might have seen the online video this week where he's singing that song on stage with his wife, actress Nicole Kidman. Urban is gearing up for a massive tour across the U.S. and Canada for his new album, Graffiti U. It's his 9th studio effort. He's won 4 Grammys, 12 Country Music Awards. He was also a judge on American Idol. And Keith Urban joins us from Nashville to talk about his new album. Welcome to Here and Now.
Eric, nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Let's start with the name, Graffiti U. Is the graffiti the kind of blank canvas concept?
Yeah, the vandalism of graffiti, yes.
Musical vandalism or what?
Well, there's definitely personal expression, which for me was what this record was all about. Personal musical expression. The studio to me is like a blank canvas. I go in and just start flicking paint around and start building really an album from there. No preconceived idea, just creating in the moment.
In that case, would you come in with some skeletal lyrics and say this is in A minor and I got this groove, or would it be more sketched out than that, or what?
Most of the songs on this record were written in the studio, so as the song was being written, we were really making the final recording as well.
Well, let's hear some more off the album. This is Coming Home, featuring Julia Michaels.
There's a place I don't know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home.
Keith, you were born in New Zealand, moved to Australia when you were young, came to the U.S. in the 90s. So when you sing about coming home, I mean, what feels like home to you today?
Well, really for me, where my wife and our daughters are, is home. But that song, the inspiration for that song actually features a sample from a Merle Haggard song called Mama Tried.
Sure.
And it was...
Mama Tried to Raise Me Better.
That's right. The hearing that lick... I wanted to use it in the song, but what I was surprised at was that it actually informed the whole story, because when I heard it, it made me think of home, of growing up in Australia and my dad's record collection, and all of a sudden the chorus came out and it became apparent what the song was about. And also, I mean, I've lived in Nashville 26 years now, but when I first moved here, It was the town I wanted to be in, and I was excited, and my dreams were here, but it wasn't home. And unlike most people, I couldn't get in my car and go home for the weekend. So that feeling has always stayed with me, and all of that came out in this song.
But it's not the same, it's not the same. Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me.
So how does a kid growing up in Australia get into American country music? I mean, talk about that. What's the country music scene like in Australia when you were young?
Well, my influences were from my dad's record collection, which was, you know, back then was all Johnny Cash and Charlie Pride and
Merle Haggard,
all of it. I mean... That was my first influences, but then I played in cover bands. You know, I quit school at 15, and I was playing 4 hours a night, 5 nights a week in a cover band, and playing anything, top 40, playing just everything. And so my music, even looking back now, I realize why it's such a fusion of so many things, and it's very, very apparent on Graffiti U how all those styles have come together.
Let's listen to another track off that album. This is called Female.
When somebody laughs and implies that she asked for it just cause she was wearing a skirt, oh, is that how that works? When somebody talks about how it was Adam first, does that make you second best, or did he save the best for last? Sister, shoulder, daughter, lover, healer, broken hill, a mother, nature, fire, suit of soul survivor, holy water, secret keeper, fortune teller, Virgin Mary, scarlet letter, technicolor, river wild, baby girl, woman, child, female.
Keith, talk about that tune, when you wrote it, and who'd you write it for?
This is a song that was written by three great writers here in town, Ross Kopperman, Nicole Galien, and Shane McAnally. And it just, I loved it the first time I heard it. I mean, as a dad, we have two young girls that we're raising, 7 and 9. So as a father of two daughters, but also as a husband and all the women in my life, my mom, that song spoke to me on so many levels, and I really, really wanted to record that song and put it out.
I want to hear a song that a lot of people may know. It seems to be on the radio a lot. This is Drop Top. This features Cassie Ashton and showing a lot of different colors on this album, a lot of different styles.
Yeah, yeah. It's anybody that's seen us in concert know that we have a broad spectrum of things that we cover, and this album just started to come together on this record.
Do you ever like to just bear it down and get down on the acoustic, just yourself?
Definitely. And there's usually at least one or two moments in our show when I strip it right down to acoustic.
Love just since the very first day, when I caught you looking my way, I smiled and just knew it. And up until you came along, no one ever heard my song. Now it's climbing with a bullet.
We're talking with musician Keith Urban. That's his 2012 acoustic performance of Without You live at the Grand Ole Opry. Keith, getting back to your new album, I really like the tune Texas Time. Let's take a listen.
Give me a tight t-shirt on real hot body. You know what's on my mind. Yeah, I'll show you where it's at. Come on, let's get back on Texas Time.
I hear a little nod to Tulsa Time by country great Don Williams in that, yeah?
Don was single-handedly the biggest artist we had in our home. He was a mythical figure in our family. My dad loved Don Williams, and I got to meet him and record with him many years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always remember that song, Tulsa Time. But there's a good... That Texas Time definitely encompasses that place where Oklahoma and Texas meet sort of musically, and there when I heard that song, I didn't write Texas Time, I got sent that song, and when I heard it, it reminded me of a bit of 461 Ocean Boulevard when Clapton had that Oklahoma rhythm section, and
sure.
There was a band here in the 90s called Big House, and I loved their record too, and it's very much all a part of that.
Let's take a listen to another song off the album. This is Same Heart.
But the same heart, the love just
Keith, you've mixed rock and pop and elements of hip-hop on your albums. Do you ever get any pushback from country purists who say, hey, this is a little too pop, a little too rock, a little too whatever?
Sure, yeah.
How do you respond to that? Buzz off, it's my music.
No, I have a deep, deep respect for country music and the history of country music, but the history of country music is also full of this... conundrum, challenge, situation, environment, whatever you want to call it. Really, when Chet Atkins and Owen Bradley started making records in the mid-50s, they were really the first ones to start making these records have more of a crossover appeal. And you have an artist like Eddie Arnold, who was a pop country, really the first pop country star. Simultaneously, you move into the 60s, you see Glen Campbell with songs like Wichita Lineman, Galveston, huge country and pop hits. You have Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream, 9 to 5. Country and pop have always intermingled, and 2018 is no different.
You got Johnny Cash toward the end of his career, covering everyone from, you know, Nine Inch Nails to Tom Petty. So yeah,
that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, though, there's the storytelling, and there's a spirit, and you know, my my musical colors are quite broad, very very broad on Graffiti U.
Keith Urban speaking with us about his new album, Graffiti U. Keith, thanks so much for joining us.
Eric, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.